family with the selected children who receive clothing, footwear, books, toys, and food items. Along with supplying the children with their needs, the program is a way to, according to a sheriff's office release, build long-lasting and positive relationships between youth and law enforcement while celebrating the holidays. Individual and business donations are being sought to sponsor the effort, with the sheriff's office saying every dollar donated goes fully to the program. Details regarding ways to donate can be found with this story at msenews.net.
Mayetta residents faced drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Jackson County last Saturday afternoon. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris, in a release, said a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop shortly before 3 o'clock on a pickup truck on 150th Road near U.S. 75 Highway. The driver, 70-year-old Perkins Whitetail, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of a depressant, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The passenger, 55-year-old Ella Montoya Mizzictino, was arrested on the same charges. Following their arrest, the pair were booked into the Jackson County Jail. Later that day, Morris said sheriff's deputies conducted a search warrant at 209 East Clark Street in Mayetta, Whitetail's residence. During the search, deputies seized items believed to be illegal drug contraband. As a result, Whitetail faces additional charges of possession of meth, possession of an opiate, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Candleland Radio Listening Area forecast. A low around 19 for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Winds pick up into Saturday, mostly cloudy still, not much warming, high around 24. A colder night into Saturday night, we dip back around 4 above, breezy with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine is back on Sunday, staying cold with a high around 21. 15 our forecast low Sunday night with mostly clear skies and winds pick back up. A breezy day on Monday, but warmer, high around 46 and lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies Monday night as we bottom out around 25. We'll see mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, warming again with a high around 51. Passing clouds come in Tuesday night as we dip back to around 31. Our warming trend continues into Wednesday, too, with a high around 57 and mostly sunny. We'll see increasing clouds into Wednesday night as temperatures dip back to around 31. Not quite as warm on Thursday, high around 48 with mostly sunny skies. Then passing clouds forecast to come in Thursday night as we dip back to around 27. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowshell.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, getting you set for our second game tonight at Valley Falls. Dragons hosting the Panthers of Royal Valley. Our boys game just moments away from the tip-off here tonight. Again, our broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton, our studio producer tonight. Brandon Tabman with you. Well, let's start with the road team, and that is under the leadership of Chris Brown, the Royal Valley Panthers, and even Stevens' record coming in at 2-2. They did lose on Tuesday night at Moorhill Mount Academy, that final 62-51. Their wins this season against Council Grove in the opener, 71-34, and Jackson Heights, 54-40. So that 2-2 mark, let's get you the Royal Valley starters. As we mentioned under head coach Chris Brown, it'll be senior in the backcourt, point guard Tristan Murata. What a start to his senior campaign at 15 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. Payson Taylor, a sophomore guard, north of 3 points and 3 assists per contest. Landon Gilbert, a returning starter, fantastic junior, hitting over 46% of his shots and averaging 15 points and 12 rebounds a game. Connor Noland is a sophomore, nearly 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. And then junior forward Shaughnessy Williams, hitting 65% of his shots so far, nearly 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. So for the 2-2 Panthers, under head coach Chris Brown, it's Murata, Taylor, Gilbert, Noland, and Williams. Caleb Gatzmeyer, 21st-year head coach for Valley Falls at 1-2 on the year, but coming off that first win Tuesday night against Oskaloosa, two previous losses against Troy and Jeff West, both on the road. Actually, first home game tonight on the year for Valley Falls. Damian Cervantes, 6-foot junior guard, 21.7 points per game. Duncan Alvarenga, 5'9 senior, at 3 points a game. Colin Carney, 6'2 senior, averaging a 14-10 double-double. Grayson Miller, 5'11 junior, and Flint Seymour, a 6'1 senior. Opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA. Royal Valley road purple uniforms, black numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Dragons here at home, the all-white uniforms, yellow numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in black. Here we go. Boys contest underway. Royal Valley from right to left. First possession tonight. Murata taken to the right elbow, looking for a backdoor cut, and it's taken away. It's steal for Colin Carney. Turnover for Royal Valley. Grayson Miller left side, Carney up top. Now they'll reset with Duncan Alvarenga. 3 years of varsity experience for Alvarenga, and he hands it off on the left wing. Now in the corner, it's Cervantes. Nearly 22 points per game to start this season. Here's a nice pass on the right block, turning through a triple team as Carney and launching it towards the top of the key, and that's going to be a turnover. Grayson Miller couldn't pull it in, and both teams starting things out with a turnover here in this first 40 seconds. So Royal Valley goes all the way out of bounds on the far end of the floor, so the Panthers throwing it in underneath. Here's Gilbert going to work on Carney. Little fadeaway Jay, a little too strong. A rebound for Grayson Miller, and Valley Falls. No score, 50 seconds into the game. Nice move inside. Shot good, and the foul. Left block play by Flint Seymour. Seymour averaging 5 points, 6 rebounds a game, 6-1 senior. Gets Valley Falls on the board first here, 2-0, and a chance for one more. Landon Gilbert picks up the first foul for Royal Valley. Seymour high off the heel, no. Rebound pulled in by Gilbert. 2-0, Valley Falls here at home. We've played 60 seconds. Bounce pass on the right block, looking for Williams, and he stepped on the baseline, and the Panthers turn it over. Great crowd here building up tonight inside the gym at Valley Falls. Dragons, the home white uniforms, a 2-0 lead, a minute plus into this game. Valley Falls, their only loss last season before Christmas break was against Royal Valley, and that was a banger, 59-58. Now we get a foul on the perimeter here, and if that's Gilbert, that's his second. Oh, man. So Landon Gilbert picked up two fouls in 75 seconds, and he's got to come out. We'll see sophomore Jace Johnson. That's big for sure. Gilbert averaging 15-12. And he's saddled with two fouls already. 2-0 our score. Dragons with the lead and the ball. Here's Alvarenga dumping one on the right block. Tipped in the air, taken away. It's a turnover by Valley Falls, and then the Panthers give it right back. Right side, pass skip. Boy, a little frantic pace to start. Both teams don't want the ball, apparently. Short corner right. This is Seymour. His pass for a cutting Carney tipped out of bounds. Good job and good hustle by Jace Johnson, who just checked in for Royal Valley. 6:18 to go in the first. Dragons a 2-0 lead thanks to a bucket by Flint Seymour. Backdoor, Seymour got a look. Missed the bunny. Gets his own miss. And then a lot of contact on the second efforts, and it's cleared away by Williams. And driving in, count it, and the foul. Tristan Murata and and-one to tie it at 2-2. Let's check the foul. A couple of white jerseys around it. They get Flint Seymour, the Dragons' first foul tonight. Boy, how about Tristan Murata? 4 years, varsity experience, averaging 15 a game to start his senior year. And he capitalizes on the three-point play. Royal Valley has their first lead about 2 minutes in. It's 3-2. Quick drive in, a lot of contact, and a wild take by Cervantes. And he lost the handle out of bounds. And make it now 3 first-quarter turnovers here for the Dragons. Casual into the front court. Dragons man-to-man defensively. Williams, beautiful dump-down pass, and he is right at the rack for 2. Shaughnessy Williams. 5-0 run here for Royal Valley. They lead 5-2 at 5:46 to go in the first. Here's Alvarenga looking left, goes right on the wing. Cervantes gets a Carney screen. They switch it there to the Panthers on defense. Now it's Williams guarding Cervantes. He'll pull a deep one. That one was nearly banked in. Rebound cleared away by Tayson Taylor for Royal Valley. Panthers leading 5-2. They're on a 5-0 run. We played 2.5 minutes in this first quarter. Getting in the paint. A little touch. Murata for a 2. And a timeout for Valley Falls. It's a 7-0 run by the Panthers. And a 7-2 lead at 5:21 to go in the first. Timeout called by Coach Gatzmeier for Valley Falls. A 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Well, again, Royal Valley coming into tonight a record of 2-2. They have alternated a win and a loss through the first four. They beat Council Grove, lost to Nemaha Central, which was a non-league game, by the way. Then they followed that with a win at Jackson Heights. And then Tuesday night, a 62-51 loss on the road at Morehill Mounts Academy. Valley Falls, they started 0-2. Road losses at Troy, 69-58. And then Jeff West, 59-57. Got that first dub on Tuesday night at Oskaloosa, 55-47. Should note, Northeast Kansas League, if you play a league opponent before the Christmas holiday break, it is a non-league game. League games in the Northeast Kansas League don't start until after the new year. Good defense here for Royal Valley, but they're going to call a foul on the perimeter against Tayson Taylor. Well, the story here early for Royal Valley, despite leading 7-2, their star player, Landon Gilbert, he picked up 2 fouls in the first minute. We'll see how long he stays out. There's a pickpocket by Taylor and a turnover by the Dragon. All the way, shot, no, and a foul. Murata right back to the line to shoot 2. Murata's got 5 of the 7, the other 2 from Shaughnessy Williams. And they get Brayson Miller with his first foul. And the second team foul on the Dragon. Murata, 15 points, nearly 6 rebounds a game to start. Has struggled a little bit from the line, although he's 2-for-2 here to start tonight's game. Now has 6 points. Also averaging 3 assists and nearly 2 steals. Hits the 3 ball at 26% so far. Second free throw spins in there, so he's got an early 7. 9-2. Lead is 7 for Royal Valley here on the road. Panther girls won 44-28 in the first game tonight. Left side bumped out, Brayson Miller. Now in between the rings out high, Duncan Alvarenga. Guarded heavily by Tayson Taylor. Nice spin move, Alvarenga. Carney backside, easy deuce on the left block for Colin Carney. First basket for him, the 6'2 senior, averaging 14-10. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. 9-4 Panthers to have the ball and that 5-point lead. Here's Taylor, stepping back, left wing 3, it's high off the heel, tipped in the air, rebound Dragon, pulled in by Seymour. Here is Damian Cervantes. Carney backing down, rejected at the rim by Murata. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. Physical game here early, 4:16 to go in the first, 9-4, Dragons trail with the ball. Cervantes to throw it in, trying to find that right block pass, but Have to throw it out near midcourt here as Alvarenga kind of surveys the defense and resets. Both teams have gone man-to-man here early on. There's a Kearney screen. Alvarenga working right of it. Now Brayson Miller a touch, driving in from the right wing, and he throws it to the left wing, and nobody is there. That is a turnover. 5 first quarter turnovers for Valley Falls, and that one ill-advised. 4:02 to go in the first. 9-4 Panthers. They have the ball after the TO. Here's Taylor into the front court. Now Jace Johnson. Murata, baseline drive, using strength, dumps it down, wide open, missing a shot up close with Noland, and it's cleared away by Cervantes. Cervantes wants to go all the way, had his arm ripped away, and let's see if they call it on the floor. But I think 2 shots are coming up here for Damian Cervantes. And they get Noland with that foul. Damian Cervantes, 21.7 points per game, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, nearly 2 steals. What a start to his junior campaign, and he splashes the first freebie. First point for Damian Cervantes. He is now 22 of 28 at the line this season after that first make. Second one on the way. This one good as well. He's quality at the free throw stripe. 9-6. Dragons down 3. Panthers with the ball. 3:45 to go in the first. Man-to-man defense once again. Taysen Taylor driving, picking it up on the left block. Backing out is Noland straight away. Murata a triple. Front rim and a rebound for Cervantes. It was on target, but just a touch short. Here's Kearney straight away. He thought about it, puts it on the dribble on Williams, gets to the block, left-hander, beautifully done. It's Colin Kearney, his second bucket. He's got 4, and just like that, it's a 1-point game, 9-8 Panthers. Here's Taylor, little 2-man game, and Williams had his shot rejected at the rim. Third rebound for Cervantes, chance for the Dragons to take the lead. Here's Kearney, left side on the elbow in the corner with Miller. He'll fire. He airballs a 3. Murata the rebound here for Royal Valley. Murata knifing through the lane. He gets a tough shot up in traffic, shaking the head as he buried it from up close. 9 first quarter points, and it's 11-8 Royal Valley. 2:47 to go. Here's Kearney dribbling on Williams. Goes between the legs. Now attacking the rack, spinning on the block. Kicks it left on the wing. Alvarenga now up top to Miller. Right side Cervantes. He's guarded by Noland. Wants a ball screen. It switched well, but Cervantes going through the rack, tried to spin it up through traffic, couldn't get it to go. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Jace Johnson, so the Dragons will keep. At 2:27 to go in the first, and trailing Royal Valley 11-8. Murata with 9, Williams with 2, and then you got 4 from Colin Kearney to lead Valley Falls, 2 apiece from Cervantes and Seymour. Right side on the wing, it's Miller. Cervantes deep in the right corner. He was on target but long. And a rebound cleared away by Jace Johnson. 2:17 to go in the first. 11-8 our score. Panthers by that tray ball with the ball. Pulling up straight away. 17. That one a little bit short by Taysen Taylor. And Cervantes, his 4th rebound of the quarter. Here's Brayson Miller. Dragons down 3. 2 minutes to go. Kearney thought about it. Fires it. In and out on a triple. Murata got the rebound, and they called a foul. Let's see who it's on. Murata came in from the top of the key, skying in for that rebound. They're going to get Jace Johnson with that foul, and it's team foul number 5, so 2 free throws here for Flint Seymour. And he makes the first. 3 points, couple of rebounds here early for the 6-1 senior. It's 11-9. Dragons down 2. And the second, good as well. 4 points for Flint Seymour here in the quarter. 11-10, Panthers by 1 with the ball, under 2 minutes to go. Here's Noland at the free throw line, thought about a jumper. Right side, Taylor puts it on the deck. One-hander off the window. That was nicely played by Taysen Taylor. Sophomore, his first deuce, 13-10 our score. Panthers by 3. Minute 36 to go in the quarter. Now a pass underneath, knocked away out of bounds. Good job by Jace Johnson to get a touch. Dragons will keep, and will throw it in underneath. 25 on the shot clock. 1:32 on the game clock. And Cervantes to throw it in. Looking underneath, played well. Now backing out into the right corner. It's Kearney with it. Puts it at the left hip, 1 dribble, now 2 dribbles left. backing it out on the right wing. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Carney wants to go to work. Gets in the lane. Left-handed floater. Halfway down and out. Well played. Murata the rebound, though. Murata, two-on-three break. Not in the numbers or favored there, and Murata might have been getting away with a travel there, but he kept it alive. Here's Noland. Right side. Taylor puts it on the dribble. Now short corner right. It's Jace Johnson. Taylor again. Underneath. Williams getting behind the defender, and he lays it in for two. Shaughnessy Williams now with four, and the lead is five for Royal Valley at 15-10. 53 seconds and counting, quarter number one. Kind of a wild sequence, but Williams, good positioning inside, and now the Dragons turn it over. Alvarenga on the left wing couldn't handle that dart pass off the hands of Seymour. That is six first quarter turnovers for Valley Falls. Panthers have turned it over three times. About 9 seconds roughly between the shot clock and the game clock here. Murata, left side, Noland. He'll fire a three off one dribble. Nearly got it to go. Williams the rebound, and then he got blocked at the rim, but they're going to call a foul. So a second chance. The junior, Shaughnessy Williams, is going to shoot two. Stops clock at 33 seconds. And Seymour has picked up his second foul. That's going to bring on Jenner Young. Williams at the line, 38% early on this season. And that one is pure. 5 points for Shaughnessy Williams here in the opening quarter. And just mentioned, 6'4 junior Jenner Young is checked into the game. And also checking in is Rowan Wharton, a junior guard for Royal Valley. 16-10 Panthers here on the road. Royal Valley girls led it wire to wire in the first game, so road team looking for the sweep here tonight. Second one, no. And a rebound by Jenner Young, who just checked into the game. Shot clock turned off under 30 seconds. Deep left corner three, just grazing the front rim. But right place, right time. Cervantes, an offensive rebound. Head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer saying, we got to play for the final shot. So Cervantes backing out near midcourt. Clock is down to 10 seconds. He is being guarded by Noland. They spread it out for him. Going between the legs, wants to size him up. Top of the key, spins in the lane, leaves his feet, puts up a shot. It spins in there at the buzzer. They spread it out for Damian Cervantes. He works one-on-one, and he gets a bucket at the horn. But the Panthers, after the first 8 minutes, the road lead, it is 16-12. Good action, good pace here in the boys' game in quarter number one. 60-second timeout, second quarter, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter underway here at Valley Falls, and the Dragons trying to avoid a turnover as Carney is wrapped up underneath but kicks it back up top to Alvarenga. 16-12, Royal Valley the lead here as we're underway quarter number two. Alvarenga left side, now Carney left elbow spinning to his right, kicks it back out. Alvarenga a triple, in and out, no. Rebound for Landon Gilbert, who's back in. He picked up two fouls in the first about 70 seconds and set the rest of the quarter. Here's Connor Noland. Now Gilbert left corner. 4-point lead here for Royal Valley. Gilbert gets in the lane, fighting through traffic, looking to get rid of it. Does so up top to Tayson Taylor. Taylor on the dribble. Gets inside. A little sidestep move, and he draws a foul. Fans don't like it all particularly much, but free throws coming for Tayson Taylor. And get Duncan Alvarenga with his first, and Taylor at the line. Just 33% early on for the sophomore. Averaging just over 3 points per game. His first freebie, no, a little bit strong. Williams checks out. Tristan Murata back in for Royal Valley. Panthers led by Chris Brown. Last year, just 4-16 on the year, and they went 0-9 in league play. And the second free throw is good by Taylor, so he goes 1-for-2. He has 3 first half points and the lead 5 for Royal Valley, leading the Dragons here 17-12. Playing that first minute gone by, quarter number 2. Jenner Young will try one from the right elbow, fighting for the rebound, tipped out to the perimeter, and it's taken away by Connor Noland. Pretty good look by Jenner Young, just couldn't get it to go from that elbow, Jay. Pass to Taylor, right block, quickly double, shovels it to Gilbert. What a pass, what a finish. Taylor, a flashy dime, and Gilbert gets his first 2. It is 19-12, and a good start here for the Panthers in quarter number 2. Cervantes going to work inside from the right wing. Had it knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to Royal Valley. Cervantes looking at the ref, asking about a potential foul there. He did not get it. Instead, it's turnover number 7 in the first half for Valley Falls. Cervantes comes out. We will see Lucas Bernasic, the junior, checking in. First minutes for him tonight. 90 seconds gone by. Quarter number 2. Panthers with the ball and a 19-12 lead here at Valley Falls. Here is Jace Johnson, now Murata, right wing. He drove to the bucket but got called for a travel. 4 first-half turnovers for the Panthers. And the Dragons get it back. Down 7. Now these two teams played a real good one last year right before the holiday break. Royal Valley winning it 59-58. Valley Falls' only loss before the break. Here's Carney going to work. Sidestep, and he split a couple defenders on the left block. And Carney now with 6. 19-14, 5-point Royal Valley lead. Gilbert up top with it. Man-to-man defense right now by the Dragon. Johnson, Murata, working around the arc from right to left. Waist-high dribbles, trying to find Gilbert on the block. Instead, Murata backing out, firing a 3. Front rim not there. And a rebound pulled in by Brayson Miller. Dribbles into the left corner, now up top. He goes to Bernasic. Now Alvarenga, right side on the wing. Wants a screen by Young, doesn't use it. Goes behind the back on the right block, nearly lost it. Finding someone on the right wing, and a 3 is well off the mark. Backside rebound by Murata. 19-14 Royal Valley, 5:20 to go in the half. Here's Gilbert. Murata, who leads all scorers with 9, going to work. Gets inside, shot rejected and pulled away by Jenner Young. Now Young nearly lost it at midcourt, but helping out there was Brayson Miller. Carney, a deep 3. No. A little bit strong. Another rebound, Connor Noland. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the second quarter. 19-14, Panthers by 5. Murata to the rack. A lot of contact, no call. Gets his own rebound. Second chance, no. Fighting for it again, and another opportunity for Jace Johnson. Murata again, third opportunity. Noland, left side, deep 3 is high off the heel, and then hits the top of the backboard, and finally pulled down by Miller. Panthers had 3 ops there. Couldn't get one to go. 19-14, they lead it by 5. And now Noland got an active hand in there, knocking the pass away near midcourt and out of bounds. Coach Gatzmeyer not looking particularly pleased with how his Dragons are playing right now. Cervantes checking back in. Now Varenga taking a seat. 4:31 to go in the half. 19-14 our score. Panthers by 5. Dragons with the ball. Here's Young in the right corner. Not a threat to shoot. Gilbert giving him all the room. He won't take it. Now Noland closing out quickly. Left side on the wing. And Cervantes backs out on the VF. On that side of the floor. Here's a 3 straight away. No, it is strong. But a long rebound by Bernasic. Second chance here for Valley Falls. They're down 5. Coming up on the halfway point here. In the second period. Cervantes near midcourt. Right side to Miller. Now it's a free throw line. It's Jenner Young. Thought about pulling, now he does, and he can't knock it down. It's a little bit strong. Rebound, Tayson Taylor. Both teams a little bit quiet here on offense. Taylor driving in. He got a nice touch off the heel. 5 for the sophomore, Tayson Taylor. Timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 3:50 to go until the half. Valley Falls trailing at home against Royal Valley, 21-14. We're back in 30 seconds. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game in the second quarter, just north of the halfway point. We got 3:50 to go until the halftime break. Brandon Tamman with you. Megan Sturton back in studio. Royal Valley forcing Valley Falls to burn a timeout. Panthers leading it 21-14. 9 for Tristan Murata, 5 from Tayson Taylor, also 5 from Shaughnessy Williams, and then 2 from Landon Gilbert. 6 for Colin Carney to lead Valley Falls, and then 4 from Damian Cervantes, and 4 as well from Flint Seymour. Dragons with the ball down 7. Under 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. Knocked away. Good defense. Taylor trying to fight for a steal, and he knocks it away and out of bounds. Dragons will throw it inside out. 22 seconds on the shot clock. And Damian Cervantes came into this one tonight averaging over 21 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's been quiet with just 4. Now Gilbert stuck his foot out, caught a piece, so they blow it dead and call a kicked ball. Now Cervantes will go to the baseline to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. We'll reset the shot clock as well. Here's Vernasic, and his pass out of bounds. Cervantes trying to cut baseline. Vernasic thought he was going into the corner. Simple miscommunication. Make it 8 first half turnovers now for Valley Falls. Panthers into the front court. Gilbert in the left corner. Gets in the lane. Right-hander up and in with pretty touch. Landon Gilbert with 4. And it's 23-14, largest lead for the Panthers in this first half at 9. Here is Carney, dumping one down. Young, turning, losing it. And last touch by Murata underneath. Dragons will keep, 24 on the shot clock. Glenn Seymour is going to check back in. Jenner Young gets a breather. Dragons have got good minutes from Jenner Young here early on this season. Here's Carney in the right corner. Now Brayson Miller. Carney on the right block, going to work on Williams, spins left, off the window, beautifully done. Colin Carney, nice touch off the window, he's got 8. 23-16, the Panthers lead, and under 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Murata on the left wing, now working on the dribble, gets underneath the bucket. Oh, Gilbert right there, easy assist for Murata. And another bucket for Gilbert, all 6 of his points in the second. 25-16, Panthers lead back to 9 at 2:35 to go in the second. Here's Carney stepping back, thought about a 3. Williams closed out on him quickly straight away. Now Cervantes asking for a screen, spins, gets to the rack, can't get the shot to go, and a rebound for Gilbert. Here's Murata, head of steam, going all the way, a lot of contact, and a blocking foul is called. Well, and Carney's favoring that lower back and talking to head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer earlier tonight. He took a hard fall in that win against Oskaloosa, and the back has been kind of an issue, but he is playing through a little pain here tonight. But they get Carney with that foul, his first team foul, number 2 in the quarter. 2:18 left until the half. Free throws here for Tristan Murata. He is 3-for-3 in the half at the line, has 9 points and 4 boards. And he is perfect on that freebie there, and now the first player in double figures with 10. And that is the Panthers' lead at 26-16. Carney comes out again, left hand on the lower back. Jenner Young checks in for him. Murata trying to go 2-for-2 here. He's now 5-for-5 in his first half at the stripe. He's got 11 to lead all scores, and that is the Royal Valley lead. 27-16 at 2:10 to go, and now a whistle and a foul. Driving to the basket was Bernatic, and they get a hand check call here on Tayson Taylor. That'll be his second, and team foul number 2 in the quarter. Jace Johnson checking in. Taylor comes out. It was a 4-point lead for Royal Valley at 16-12 at the end of one. Right now it's an 11-point advantage. It dominated this second period of play. Jenner Young looking for a backdoor pass, and it's kicked out of bounds, and it's last touched by the Dragons, and that is now turnover number 9 in the half, third in this period. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of this first half, head coach Chris Brown for Royal Valley telling Tristan Murata to slow down the pace as the Dragons now step back into a 2-3 zone. Here's Williams left wing, short corner now Gilbert. Going to work, turning with the pivot foot down. Now Murata left elbow, right back to Gilbert on the block. One step right, shot up, no, rims out. Rebound for Jenner Young. Dragons down 11, a minute 40 to go in the half. Here's Bernasic on the right wing. Now picking it up on the right wing. Now Jenner Young, short corner right, going on Gilbert, gets to the rack, shot is just going to roll out. Not sure how he gets his own rebound, and they're going to call a tie-up with him and Williams underneath. Boy, that just spun around twice, just tickled on the back box, and just barely rolled out. Young grabbed the miss, and then was tied up by Williams. Possession arrow to Royal Valley. 27-16 Panthers, a minute 20 to go. Here's a pull-up Jay from the free throw line off the target. Chasing down that long rebound in the corner was Bernasic. 27-16, Dragons down 11, largest lead for the Panthers. Young in the paint, spinning to his left, fading away. Good defense by Gilbert, and a missed shot. And pulling it down is Jace Johnson. Dragons ice cold, averaging 54 points per game through the first three. Right now just 16, and we're under a minute to go in the half. Here's Gilbert, right elbow, steps in. Tough shot, he got it to go off the window. Landon Gilbert, 8 second quarter points after playing just about 40 seconds of the first because of two fouls. 29-16 Panthers. Cervantes, quick drive, front rim no, rebound Murata. Cold stretch continues here. Panthers slow it down about 2 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. 26 on the game clock, or correction, 24 now, shot clock. 25 on the game clock. Essentially, Panthers can play for the final shot here. They're up 13. They've dominated this second quarter. Cervantes got a hand on it on the right wing, tipping that pass out of bounds. So 12 on the shot clock, 14 on the game clock. Far side out. It is Johnson to throw it in. Murata near midcourt. Left side pass to Noland on the wing. Williams in the corner. Up top it goes. Down to 7 seconds. 5 on the shot clock, and the pass out of bounds, and Murata turns it over. Slaps the hands in frustration. 6 seconds to go here for the Dragons. Can they get something out of it? Straight away, D3 nearly banked in. Rebound by Williams, and that takes us to the end of the first half. Second quarter dominated by Royal Valley on the road. They lead the Dragons here at Valley Falls 29-16. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here at Valley Falls tonight, and the road team Panthers to Royal Valley, a 13-4 advantage in quarter number two. They lead Valley Falls here at the half, 29-16. Megan Sturton in studio, appreciate the help tonight. Brandon Tadman with you as well on KNCA. Let's get you the first half stats. Royal Valley has a Baker's dozen lead at the break. It was 16-12 Panthers at the end of one. And as we just mentioned, a 13-4 advantage in quarter number two, 29-16 Royal Valley here at the half. Steven Murata leading Royal Valley, 11 first half points. He had 5 rebounds, and he was a perfect 5-for-5 at the free throw line. Landon Gilbert, all 8 of his points in the second quarter to go along with 3 rebounds. They got 5 as well from sophomore Tayson Taylor and 5 points from junior forward Shaughnessy Williams. Scoring for Valley Falls, Colin Carney leading the way with 8, and then 4 points apiece from Damian Cervantes and Flint Seymour. Some of the team numbers unofficially in the first half of Royal Valley, 5 turnovers, 18 rebounds. They were 7 of 9 at the free throw line, and then for Valley Falls, 10 turnovers, 16 rebounds, and they were 4 of 5 at the line. Neither team hit a 3 in the first half of play. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tank and Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. Royal Valley boys leading Valley Falls at the half, 29-16. More halftime coverage after a break. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of 2 adorable Christmas bears or one of 2 $50 Chamber Buck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Royal Valley looking for the sweep here tonight at Valley Falls. Girls final, 44-28. The boys game at the half. And the Panthers, a Baker's dozen advantage. 29-16 our score. Get you some score updates from some of the girls' finals earlier tonight across the landscape. And we got some girls' finals of note. Nemaha Central beating down Holton 56-28. You had Rock Creek defeating DeBeffa 63-25. Jonathan West over Atchison County 53-10. Hiawatha, they stay undefeated. They beat Morehill Mounts Academy 54-50. And then how about this one? Silver Lake girls, number 2 ranked team in 3A. They knock off number 2 ranked in 1A D1, and that is Centralia. How about that matchup? Eagles beating the Panthers 58-47. What's interesting about that, last year Centralia snapped Silver Lake's 28-game winning streak. This year, with that Silver Lake win over Centralia, Silver Lake ending a Centralia 28-game winning streak. So how about that? Some boys games at the half. Donovan West leading Atchison County 19-16. Rock Creek, top 10 team, one of the best teams, I should say, in 4A. They lead Sabetha by 2 at the break. Nemaha Central leading Holton at halftime 29-14. And another girls' final from earlier. Jefferson County North defeating Onega. That final was 50-44. A final 2-minute timeout, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital, happy holidays.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College. Halftime show sponsor here all season long on KNCA. We're at Valley Falls tonight. Boys game about to start the third quarter. And Royal Valley on the road. They lead it by 13. It's 29-16. Getting set to start the third quarter of play. Megan Sturton, our studio producer tonight. Brandon Tedman with you. Don't forget, after all the action here, we'll have Jake and Boz, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, recapping all the action. Northeast Kansas here tonight. Royal Valley looking for a sweep on the road. Girls final was 44-28. Panther girls led that one earlier tonight, wire to wire. All right, Dragons from right to left. Here we go. Second half is underway. They're down 13. Colin Carney backing down Williams. Got him in the air. Tried to go off the window just a touch strong and a rebound for Murata. Good look there for Carney. Just couldn't convert. Now Murata head down to the rack. Missing a shot off the left window. Ricocheting back out up top to Connor Nolan, who's going to reset here. So a second chance opportunity here for Royal Valley on their first possession of the second half. Man-to-man defense here for the Dragons to start. Nolan faking a pass inside. Back up top, Murata. Now Nolan in the corner. Williams in the paint. Shot rejected by Carney. And Cervantes saved it underneath and got the possession back here for Valley Falls. 29-16, about a minute into the third quarter. Carney inside, started right, turns back left, then goes right, then draws the foul. He kept the pivot foot down. Williams does not like the call, but Shaughnessy Williams will pick up the foul. 7:05 to go in the third, 29-16. Colin Carney at the line. First free throw attempts for him tonight. He's got 8 points and now 9. That make at the stripe gives him now a mark of 5 of 8 at the free throw line early on this season. Returning starter, 14-9, the average last year. Came in two tonight, averaging 14-10. Missing strong on the second. Landon Gilbert nabs his fifth rebound. Gilbert, left side. Now Nolan going to work. Taylor in the paint, off balance, and he draws a foul. No correction. They call a travel. Turnover by Royal Valley. Make it 6 for them in the game. They've been pretty good in that regard. 29-17 our score. Down by 12. Dragons with the ball. Alvarenga shovels it to Miller in the corner. Takes one dribble right to the wing and skips it. Cervantes, he'll fire and drill a three. Damian Cervantes. Been quiet tonight, averaging 21-plus coming in. That gives him seven, and his seventh three of the season. 29-20, Dragons down nine. 6:23 to go, third quarter. Here's Murata, right side on the wing, going to work, being guarded by Seymour. Backing out, thought about a three, Nolan. Now in the corner it goes with Taylor. Murata lost it on the left wing, somehow got it back. Now it's still on the floor. Gilbert chasing out near midcourt. 9 seconds on the shot clock here. Here's Taylor. Deep left wing, now 4 seconds. Murata, baseline drive, he's got to get a shot up and cannot do so. They're going to call a shot clock violation. Turnover by Royal Valley. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. A timeout called by the Panthers. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 29-20 Royal Valley. Valley Falls got out to a good start in the first quarter. Royal Valley went on a run to make it 16-12. They had the four-point advantage. But Royal Valley dominated the second quarter, outscoring the Dragons 13-4. The lead at 29-16 at the break. And right now we sit 29-20 at 5:57 to go in quarter number three. Broadcast tonight on KMCA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Tristan Murata, leading scorer for Royal Valley with 11. 9 for Colin Carney. That leads the way for the Dragons. Out of the timeout, Carney, touch pass, Cervantes, corner triple, fading away. It's nothing but net. Back-to-back threes by Cervantes. He's got 10, and it's 29-23, and Carney comes away with a steal. Can he go coast-to-coast to the rack? Soft touch off the window. Here come the Dragons. It's 29-25. Down 13 in the blink of an eye. It's down to 4. Here's Murata backing out left wing, guarded man-to-man by Flint Seymour. Still on the dribble, driving baseline. Williams lost it, and it's taken away. Another turnover, Royal Valley up the floor. Knocked out of bounds, but a foul called. We'll get Tayson Taylor. He thought he got all ball, but free throws coming here for Duncan Alvarenga. Valley Falls student section letting Taylor know you can't do that. Duncan Alvarenga at the line. He has not scored in this game tonight. 3 points, 3 rebounds a game coming in. Line drive free throw, no good. And a sub in here for Royal Valley. Jace Johnson checks in here for Tayson Taylor. 29-25 our score. Dragons are within 4. They were down 13 at the half. And he goes 0 for 2. Two big misses there for Alvarenga, and the rebound cleared away by Shaughnessy Williams. 29-25, about 3 minutes into this third quarter. Johnson on a drive. Shot blocked by Carney. Gilbert there to pick up the trash and put it in the garbage can. Gilbert with 10. Give him 6 rebounds as well. 31-25. That stops the Dragons' run. Lead up to 6 for Royal Valley. Short corner right. Carney going to work. Couple dribbles in, using the shoulder. Put it down, and he got it up with the left hand and off the window. 13 for Colin Carney. 31-27. Panthers lead back to 4. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's a Nolan left corner 3. It is short. Gilbert the miss. His second chance up and no good. And fighting underneath, we get a whistle and a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Royal Valley. Boy, fighting for the loose change underneath and salvaging that possession there. Here's Murata, left wing, backs it out, now goes baseline, gets to the rack, in and out on a shot off the window, and out of bounds, back to Valley Falls. It was last touch underneath by Nolan. 4:18 to go in the third, 31-27. Dragons down 4 with the ball, moving right to left here in the second half. They were down 13 at the half. And now a pass to Cervantes on the wing. A little handsy there for Connor Nolan. He is whistled for the foul. His second and team foul number 3 in the quarter. Dumping into the backcourt, Alvarenga now working right to left. Started left, goes right now on the wing, Cervantes. Carney on the block, going to work on Williams. gets it back. Cervantes triggers a three quickly. Little strong, no. And Gilbert able to pull it away. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Alvarenga. Tried to sneak in from behind to pull it away from Gilbert, but Alvarenga picks up the foul. And that'll be the first foul on Valley Falls here in the third. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go in this third period. It's a four-point Panthers lead. Here's Murata, head of the circle. Quick pass in the paint. Gilbert had it knocked away, but Williams gathers. Murata, left elbow, backs out on the wing. Still backing out between the legs, 18 on the shot clock. Murata with it in front of midcourt. Not much with the screen, spins at the elbow. Looking for a pass inside. Picked up by Johnson. That's going to be an offensive foul. Got the elbow up high. That's going to be called 9 times out of 10. Seymour took the heat on the chin and a turnover by the Panthers. And a foul on Jace Johnson, his second. 31-27 Panthers. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Dragons have the momentum and the fans on their side here at home. Here's an elbow pass to Seymour. Right side, Alvarenga. Hesitates on a three. Cervantes closed out quickly by Gilbert up top. Steps back. Deep range. Three is buried. Cervantes, his third three of the quarter. He has 13, and it's a one-point game. And Chris Brown has got to burn a full timeout. His 13-point halftime lead is down to one. 3:02 to go in the third quarter. It's a 31-30 score. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it wasn't all that great in the first half for Valley Falls. They trailed by a baker's dozen, but a 14-2 run in the first 5 minutes of this third quarter. That Panther lead diminished quickly. 31-30 now our score. Dragons down just one. Damian Cervantes, three threes and 9 points here in the third quarter. 5 points as well from Colin Carney. Both of those two have 13 in the game. The lead Valley Falls, and just like that, blink of an eye, we got a ball game here. Out of the timeout, Royal Valley with the ball. They lead by one. Gilbert, short corner left, going to work on Carney. Puts the shoulder down. Got up a tough shot, and it went in. Landon Gilbert now with 12. 33-30, Panthers by a tray. Cervantes on the wing. Carney on the block. Cervantes, they set him up. Can he do it again? Yes, he can! Four threes and 16 points in the game. It is a 33-33 tie. What a quarter for Cervantes. Haven't been tied since 0-0. Royal Valley losing the momentum, but trying to get the lead back. 2:15 to go in the quarter. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Nolan on the left wing. Looked inside, and now they get it right side. Murata, corner three. Book it. Big shot, Tristan Murata. He's got 14, and the Panthers retake the lead at 36-33. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Well, let's see if Cervantes gets the heat check. Right corner. He airballed that one. The definition, true definition of the heat check there. Gilbert pulls down the miss. Panthers by three with the ball. Minute 42 to go in the quarter. Nolan steps into one. Front rim, no, on a triple. Rebound pulled in by Brayson Miller. Dragons down three with the ball. Tough shot off the window. On the right block, put up and in by Brayson Miller. He took it coast to coast. 36-35, Panthers plus one. Minute 22 to go in the third. This has been a dominant third quarter for Valley Falls. Right side, it's Nolan. Gilbert now on the block. Good matchup here with Carney. Spins left. Off-balance shot, no. Hits off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. It's out of bounds. And it's last touch by Gilbert. Dragons get it back with a minute six to go. Down by one. And we get a stoppage from the official. And the official on the far side had some words for Royal Valley head coach Chris Brown. Brown was arguing for a lot of contact inside. Dragons have been called for just one foul here in the third. And the next Panthers foul is going to put the Dragons in the bonus. So can understand maybe some Chris Brown frustrations there. But we got a ball game now. Minute two and counting. 36-35. Dragons down one with the ball. Man-to-man defense. Here's Brayson Miller. Oh, no. Cervantes wide open. Can't get that one to go left corner. Fortunate there. Rebound Gilbert. Alvarenga, good defense here. 45 seconds and counting. About 15 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Up top. It is Taylor. Now short corner left, going to work in the paint. Fade away, Jay. Nicely played. Land in Gilbert. He's got 14. 38-35. Panthers by three. Shot clock turned off. Right in front of midcourt, Alvarenga with it. Trying to hand it off to Cervantes. And a whistle and a foul at 21 seconds to go. Free throws coming for Valley Falls. They get Taylor with his fourth, and he's got a grab some pine. Moran is going to check back in rather quickly. Taylor's going to have to take a seat. Free throws on the way for Damian Cervantes, lighting it up here in the third quarter. 4 threes and 12 points, 16 overall in the game to go along with 6 rebounds. And his first is well short. Didn't quite bend the knees there like he should. 78% foul shooter on the year. Valley Falls entered tonight as a team just south of 69% from the stripe. Cervantes is second. No good. He goes 0 for 2, but Carney chasing down the long rebound. Second chance here, and they can close it out. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Cervantes up top, 38-35. Dragons lead. Started by Nolan, a step and a half in front of midcourt, down to 6 seconds. He wants to go to work. He'll pull up from 40 feet, front rim no. Rebound by Jace Johnson, and that'll take us to the fourth quarter. A dominant third period by the home team Dragons, and we got ourselves a ball game, folks. 8 minutes to go, and we got a 60-second timeout on deck on KNZA. 38-35 our score. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
This is Community Healthcare System, wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays. And may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 19-9 third quarter advantage for the home team Dragons. And just like that, 8 minutes to go, and we got a banger here. 38-35, Panthers, Dragons, the opening possession of the fourth. Cervantes lost the handle inside, tried to draw the contact, and he turns it over. And Royal Valley looking up the floor for Nolan, and that pass sails out of play, out of bounds. So both teams are going to turn it over here to start the fourth quarter. Again, Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you. Royal Valley led it by 13 at the half, but it is down to 3 as we're just underway in the fourth quarter. Damian Cervantes, 4 threes and 12 points in that third quarter, 16 in the game. He's caught in a double, short corner right, left his feet, but a timeout's going to be called by Gatzmeyer. So avoiding another turnover at the 30, we'll keep it right here. 7:23 to go in the game. 38-35, Panthers leading on the road. You're just joining us. It was all Royal Valley in the girls' game. They led it wire to wire. They jumped out to an 8-0 first quarter lead. Not much on both sides of the ball, but nonetheless, they led it all the way. And that final score, 44-28. Royal Valley got 42 of the 44 points from Panna Wawasek and Kiwe Miller. Wawasek had 22 points. Miller with 20. Miller also a double-double with 10 rebounds. Royal Valley had a dominant second quarter. Valley Falls a dominant third quarter. And a three-point game at 7:23 to go. Dragons out of the timeout to throw it in. Bouncing at Carney at the rack. Can't make the shot. A lot of contact, no call. Murata grabs the miss. Two-on-one break up the floor. Off the miss and put up and in. A rebound for Gilbert, and he sticks one home. 40-35, Panthers by 5. 16 in the game for Gilbert. And now the Panthers force a turnover, a travel called right at midcourt. The Panthers gathering just a touch of momentum back on their side. A five-point advantage. 7:05 to go in the game. Here's Murata, left side on the wing, dribbling back top of the circle. Hands it off to Gilbert right there. Williams, right block, going to work, fading away, short distance. Airballed it on the backside. Rebound, Cervantes. Seven rebounds to go along with 16 points for Damian Cervantes. Carney inside, deep underneath, and over Murata. He lays it in for a deuce. 15 for Colin Carney, 40-37, Panthers by 3, 6:38 to go in the game. Gilbert, Nolan left, up top Murata. Goes between the legs, dribbling waist time with the right hand, crossing over to his left, through traffic, touch, in the paint, Tristan Murata with 16. Back to 5 for the Royal Valley lead, 42-37, 6:20 to go. Here's Alvarenga, right side angle in the front court, on the wing, Cervantes, guarded by Nolan. They switch. Carney, right block, underneath, ball fake, three purple jerseys around him. He can't get the shot to go. Refs are letting him play here in the second half. Murata gathering the miss, and a five-point Royal Valley lead as Murata slows down the pace near side into the front court. Gilbert steps into one, can't knock down a triple. It was too strong. Rebound taken in by Seymour. 5:50 to go in the game. Dragons down 5 with the ball. Cervantes, left side pass, corner, three, not there. It was missed by Miller, and Murata, another rebound. Here's Murata spinning at the elbow, might have traveled with it, no call. What a no-look pass. Nolan wide open, got it to go. Murata the assist. Connor Nolan, his first basket tonight, and it's a seven-point lead for the Panthers at 44-37. Dragons have fought all the way back, but a spurt here to begin the fourth by Royal Valley. Here's a three, front rim, no, just missing. What's Flint Seymour, and another rebound for Murata. Might be getting a double-double here tonight. Here's Gilbert, leaning away, tough shot, and he got it. Landon Gilbert, and a timeout for Valley Falls. A 7-0 run by the Panthers, and the lead is back to 9. 5:04 to go in the game, a timeout will follow suit. 46-37 Royal Valley, back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Royal Valley, after struggling in the third quarter, letting a 13-point halftime lead slip away to just 2 early on in this fourth quarter, they have followed with a 7-0 run and the lead back to 9 for the Panthers. 46-37 with 5:04 to go in tonight's game. A couple great individual performances both sides. So for Royal Valley, you got 18 and 10 rebounds for Landon Gilbert, 16 as well for Tristan Murata, 16 from Damian Cervantes, 15 for Colin Carney to lead the way for Valley Falls. That is Valley Falls, no correction. Out of the timeout, a steal by Gilbert, taking it away from Brayson Miller. So the momentum, as Jake Spaulding would say, Uncle Mo back on the side of the road team. Murata trying to add, deep three, bottom. 19 for Tristan Murata in the lead, just like that, back to 12. It's a 10-0 run. 4.5 minutes to go. Dragons kind of go on a run here now. Here's Carney inside. He drew the contact, and the foul is called. He'll shoot two. See who they whistle here for that foul. You have three blue purple jerseys. They will get it on Jace Johnson, his third, and free throws on the way for Colin Carney. One for two tonight at the line, and 5 of 9 on the season, and his first one here, no good. Haven't been a ton of free throws tonight, and if you're getting them here, if your Valley falls in the fourth quarter, you got to take advantage. You're down 12. A 10-0 run here early on in this quarter for Royal Valley, and that one good for Carney. He's got 16, and it's 49-38 Panthers at 4:20 to go. Here's Gilbert, Noland, left side on the wing. They don't close out. He'll fire a three, and he cashes a three. He'll make him pay. Connor Noland, all 5 of his points in the fourth quarter, and it's a 14-point lead for Royal Valley. It is a 14-1 run, and that one kicked into the backcourt, but it was touched last by the Panthers, so no turnover. 17 on the shot clock. Carney inside, had it knocked away, and a steal. Turnover, Dragons. Up the floor, Gilbert, stop and pop, off the window, yes. 20 for Gilbert, assist, Murata. It's a 16-1 run. What a stretch here for the Panthers, and Carney can't spin one in inside. It's cleared away by Gilbert. Panthers at 3.5 minutes to go, leading 54-38. And now Carney at midcourt comes away with a steal. He'll go coast to coast, and he'll lay it in. 18 for the 6'2 senior, Colin Carney. But the lead is 14, 54-40 Panthers at 3:10 to go. Carney trying to get a steal at midcourt. Gilbert using strength, getting it away. He'll drive, then another tough one. And he's saying, you can't guard me. Gilbert with 22, it's a 16-point lead. 56-40, Panthers trying to get above 500. On the young season, Carney kicks it out left. Miller a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Murata. 56-40, Panthers, 2:42 to go. Murata drawing a foul, and he's going to shoot two. The combination of Murata and Gilbert tonight. They get the Dragons foul on Flint Seymour, his third, and team foul number one of the quarter. Officials have let him a little bit more physical here in the second half. Murata at the line. He has been perfect tonight. Now 6 for 6 at the stripe, and he has 20. 57-40. This was a 3-point game going into this quarter. And he gets them both. It is now an 18-1 run for Royal Valley. 21 in the game for Murata, and it's an 18-point lead. Cervantes, a quick three. It's a little bit strong. Rebound, Jace Johnson. And 2.5 minutes to go. Panthers by 18. Smelling a victory now. As much time waste as possible for head coach Chris Brown. Here's Gilbert up top, guarded by Carney. Puts the head down, driving, kicking left. Williams, a three, off the heel, strong. Hard rebound pulled in there by Colin Carney. Wants to go coast to coast. Left-hander with finesse. Colin Carney to the rack. He's got 20, 58-42. Lead is 16 for Royal Valley with 2 minutes to go. Here's Murata. Free throw line. Got to the rack. Missing. Gilbert tried the putback dunk, but he missed. And gathering the miss was Jace Johnson. And now that one saves, or is it out of bounds? They're going to whistle it out of bounds on the near side. It was a near steal for Cervantes, but it will be Panthers basketball with 1:45 to go, and their lead is 16. An 18-1 run in this quarter. They get Johnson on the block, turning, and count it, and the foul. They're going to give Jace Johnson an and one. And that pretty much is probably going to seal the deal. What a fourth quarter for the Panthers here tonight. 60-42 their lead, and Jace Johnson a chance for a 3-point play. Fouls on Alvarenga, his third. Johnson's freebie is an air ball. He was 71% at the line, but that was nowhere close. Dragon students letting him know, but Johnson gives him a look like, look up at the scoreboard, buddy. We're up 18. Minute 38 to go. What a fourth quarter again for Royal Valley here on the road. Here's Cervantes going to work. Inside, Jenner Young, shot with the right hand, no good. Jace Johnson the rebound, and we're down to a minute 25. 60-42, Royal Valley. They scored 71 points in their win against Council Grove 10 days ago. Going to be their second highest scoring output. Unless they can get to 71, probably not. So now bodies at midcourt. Good hustle by both teams. I think they get a foul here on Royal Valley. They get Jace Johnson with his fourth. Down to a minute six. 18-point Royal Valley lead. Coach Gatzmeyer and Valley Falls going to call off the dogs. Here come the backups. We will see Chandler Martin into the game. Also Grady Smith. Heston Turner joining Jenner Young. Now we get a whistle and a foul right on the inbound. They get Gilbert here, I think. Gilbert hit third. What a night in the combo for Gilbert and Murata. Gilbert has 22, and he played all of 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds in the first quarter because he picked up two quick fouls and had to sit the rest of that first 8 minutes. Here's Jenner Young going to work. Spins left, backed out by Williams. Hands it off to Grady Smith up top. Right side pass. Burge a three, and he swishes one home. Brody Burge. 60-45, but it's not going to be enough. Panthers can wind most of this remaining clock down. It was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. They had it as high as 18. It's up to 15 now. They get Heston Turner with the foul, bumping out on the perimeter with Murata just trying to dribble out the clock here. We're at 34 seconds to go. And officially with that foul, shot clock is turned off, and the Panthers again can run it down here. So you had a close game, or not a close game, a close first quarter. Royal Valley dominated the second. Valley Falls dominated the third. And Royal Valley really put it on the Dragons in the fourth quarter. So ebbs and flows in this one tonight. But it's going to be a fairly comfortable Royal Valley victory. Final 5 seconds. Murata again being hounded by multiple defenders. Lost it in the backcourt. Ball still on the deck. But that takes us to the end of the game. What a fourth quarter performance by Royal Valley. They complete the sweep tonight over the Dragons. Boys final, Panthers 60, Dragons 45. Postgame show next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our postgame coverage comes up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a Royal Valley sweep here tonight at Valley Falls. Two, I don't want to say comfortable wins. The girls' game certainly more comfortable for Royal Valley, that final 44-28. And you look up at the boys' scoreboard, it says 60-45, and you think, well, 15-point win, fairly comfortable. Well, this game was just wild and up and down, positives and negatives for both teams. More positive for the Panthers as they improved to 3-2 on the season with the victory. Dragons dropped to 1-3 on the year after their lone win Tuesday night at Oskaloosa. But back and forth in the first quarter, pretty even matchup through the first 8 minutes. Royal Valley led 16-12, but then the Panthers had a 13-4 second quarter advantage, led it 29-16 at the half. And then Valley Falls, they turned it on, particularly 6-foot junior Damian Cervantes. Four threes in about a 3-minute stretch in the third quarter. With 12 in that frame, Valley Falls outscored the Panthers 19-9 to make this a 38-35 game going into the fourth quarter. Well, the fourth quarter started, and pretty much the final 8 minutes, it was all Royal Valley. They had an 18-1 run in the first 4 or 5 minutes of that fourth quarter of play, and that was more than enough as they ultimately outscore the Dragons 22-10 in that fourth period, but a 60-45 win for the Panthers. As I mentioned, now 3-2 on the season, and the Dragons trying to find a little momentum. They're 1-3 to start here in the 25-26 season. Let's go through some of the stats here in this game tonight. And for Royal Valley, how about the combination of Tristan Murata and Landon Gilbert? Landon Gilbert, who picked up 2 fouls in the first 40 seconds and didn't even play the remainder of the first quarter, he still finishes with 22 points and 11 rebounds. And then Tristan Murata, I'm sure he's got a handful of assists in there as well, but 21 points, 11 rebounds, and he was 7-for-7 at the free throw line. So those two really dominant across the board for the Panthers here tonight. Outside of that, 5 points apiece from Tayson Taylor and Shaughnessy Williams and Connor Nolan, also 5 points as well. And then Jace Johnson, 2 points for him, but he nabbed 8 rebounds in the game. Rebound stat, really important in this one. We'll get to that in a moment. Valley Falls, they were led by Damian Cervantes and Colin Carney. Carney goes for 20 tonight and 16.7 rebounds for Damian Cervantes. Mentioned a moment ago, the four threes in about a three-minute stretch in that third quarter for Cervantes. He was really quiet outside of that little spurt in the third, but Cervantes, 16.7 rebounds. Carney led the way with 20. And then outside of that, you had 4 points from Flint Seymour. Brody Burge, who came in late, hit a three for the Dragons, and then 2 points, four rebounds for 5'11 junior Brayson Miller. One of the key team stats, again, I mentioned rebounding. Royal Valley unofficially out-rebounding Valley Falls here in this game tonight, 38-22. Now time for our player of the game, and I'm going to do exactly what I did in the girls' game tonight. We showed love to not one, but two Royal Valley girls. Again, you had the combination of Panawa Wasik and Kiwe Miller scoring 42 of the Panther girls' 44 points in their win. And then Murata and Gilbert, you got to give it up to them. They combined for 43 points and 22 rebounds. 21-11 for Murata and 22-11 unofficially, of course, for Landon Gilbert. Again, an 18-1 run in about the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, sealing the deal for Royal Valley here tonight. So again, congrats Murata and Gilbert. Just like we did the girls game, we're going with two tonight. Players of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight here on KNZA. We are just getting started. Jake and Boz on deck, Community National Bank High School. Scoreboard show is right around the corner. But here on KNZA tonight at Valley Falls, it's a Royal Valley sweep. Girls final 44-28. Royal Valley girls now 2-3 on the year. Dragon girls fall to 0-4. And in the nightcap, a big fourth quarter by the Panther boys, defeating the Dragons 60-45. Dragon boys now 1-3 on the season. Panther boys now 3-2. Up next for both, you have next Tuesday, Royal Valley. They'll be taking on Jefferson West at home, and then Valley Falls, they're off next Tuesday. They'll play next Friday on the road at Atchison County. Finals once again, Royal Valley gets the sweep, 44-28 in the girls' game, 60-45 in the boys' nightcap. Big thanks, Megan Sturton, back in studio, KNZA, studio producer here tonight. I'm Brandon Tabman signing off here on KNZA. Stick around because the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is coming up next.